Welcome along to This Trip to the Cinema. We start off with the title song from a movie that follows one fine day in the life of Rosemary Clooney's nephew and an actress who in real life was married to the creator of some of the biggest TV shows of recent times, David E. Kelly. But that's for another time. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In the Dark. The Chiffrons, who formed while they were all at school in the Bronx in 1960 and who amazingly are still touring around America. Well, thanks for joining me in this edition of In the Dark. I do hope all's well with you. I can't imagine the reaction if in the late 1960s you'd told the gentleman responsible for creating a bunch of comic strip superhero characters called Star-Lord, Drax, Gamora, Groot and Rocket that just over half a century later, a movie would be made featuring the characters he created one afternoon for a comic, and that even more incredibly, the movie that the artist Gene Colan's characters would feature in would gross, wait for it, $1 billion at the box office. But that's exactly what happened. Gene Colan was a fascinating character himself, obsessed by the work of New York artist Norman Rockwell. His legacy is not just the long list of much-loved superheroes that he worked on, which incidentally also included Batman and Dracula. He's also responsible for one of the most inspirational fictional characters ever created, Howard the Duck. Anyway, on the soundtrack album of the 2017 movie that featured his creations, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, this is a Glen Campbell gem.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights, just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way, yeah. Southern skies, have you ever noticed southern skies? Well, it's precious beauty. Just beyond the eye, it goes running through your soul like the story told. southern sky. Southern nights, they feel so good. It's a frightening wish I could stop this world from fighting. Down, 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 down.
From the soundtrack of 2017's Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 2, that's Glen Campbell, who would have been celebrating his 85th birthday this year. We turn our attention now to Mr. Robert Relf and Mr. Earl Nelson. They had teamed up with a keyboard player called Barry White, yes, that one, to help them arrange a song that they'd come up with. They released it okay, but thanks to the Rolling Stones covering it and the dance outfit House of Pain sampling the intro for their hit Jump Around, it's become even more well known. But it features in this episode thanks to its inclusion in a pretty awful movie called Baby Driver. You won't forgive me if I tell you how it ends, not because it will spoil it, but because the story is pretty terrible. Anyway, like so many of these multi-million dollar making movies with forgettable storylines, they spurn soundtrack albums full of very memorable moments of musical joy, like this from Mr. Relf and Mr. Nelson, otherwise known as...
You move to the left, yeah, then you go for yourself. You move it to the right, yeah, if it takes all night. Yeah, you do. Real, yeah. You slide into the limbo. Yeah, how low can you go?
Mr. Relf and Mr. Nelson, aka Bob and Earl, with their contribution to the soundtrack of Baby Driver. Quentin Tarantino can always be relied upon to include fabulous music in his movies, and the accompanying album to 1994's Pulp Fiction ticked all the boxes. There were huge mainstream hits like Son of a Preacher Man, Jungle Boogie, and Let's Stay Together, that was there, alongside rare underground instrumental rockabilly classics. One of the big hits on there was this next one, which was one of several songs which Chuck Berry had composed whilst he was in prison in the early 60s. And what's interesting about this one is that it's a Chuck Berry record with, well, apart from the introduction, hardly any guitar in.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks.
goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, said the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. Truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Chuck Berry from 1964, helping out Pulp Fiction in 1994, and one of the highlights of my career was playing that song one night in Spain with Chuck. That story is for another time. Londoner Cynthia Erivo is all over the TV at the moment, starring in a small screen dramatization of Aretha Franklin's life. In 2018, she had starred in a movie with Jeff Bridges called Bad Times at the El Royale. And it's one of those movies that you have to watch it a few times. Every time I rewatch it, I seem to notice or understand something new. That said, that just could be me, because I do have the concentration of a... back to the film. On the soundtrack, Cynthia sings this Sam and Dave classic. And as anyone who's seen her in the Aretha movie will know, she has a brilliant voice.
Oh,
the superb voice of Cynthia Erivo. One more trip into the movies in this episode of In the Dark, and this is from the soundtrack of a movie that I actually contributed to. But don't worry, I'll save my efforts for another time, because today I'd like to finish with the singer Frank Sinatra said he would listen to whenever he wanted to relax. The movie this is from was called Born Romantic and starred my good friend and the incredible talent that is Jane Horrocks. The accompanying soundtrack has some great salsa music on there, as well as one which had originally started out life as an instrumental piece recorded by Burt Kampf in 1964 and famously would feature on the very last release of Nat King Cole's Life.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Nat King Cole concluding this edition of In the Dark with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Thank you so much for listening. You can, of course, listen to this show as many times as you like via our Listen Again page. And also on the website, you can find out what else we have to offer for you.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two and love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.